She kept trying to steal them. And Bill kept running in there. In other words, she's at it again. I go in there, and there's Angie. She got all her kittens. She wanted kittens too. So anyway, they had the kittens. Then they both got pregnant.
Cat and a dog?
No, there was no cats. It was all dogs. And I had 10 puppies.
You had how many?
She had 7. She had 8, and I snuck one away from her and gave it to Velvet because one of Velvet's died.
Hold on. You stole one dog's puppy and gave it to the
Velvet
dog.
Velvet was having puppies.
Hold on.
Velvet was having her puppies. Angie was having her puppies in another room.
Okay.
One of Velvet's puppies died, and she kept going in there because she heard puppies in there. She thought Velvet stole her puppies again.
Oh.
So I took the dead one out, and I went in there, and while she was having one of her kittens, I took one of them out, Camelot out, and gave it to, put it in there with, but you could still tell Camelot was Velvet's, I mean,
okay, Grandma, hold on. This dog's having puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Puppy dies.
Yeah.
The other dog is having puppies. You stole this dog's puppy and gave it to this dog. What is wrong with you?
That's all right. Never knew the difference. That's all right.
What do you mean you know the difference?
Hey, after a while, hey, half of them was nurturing on this one and half of them was already on that one. They were sharing the dogs. And I had to feed them. Good Lord. I had this big thing of how I did like this. On the floor, they come out running from all sides. And it was eating time.
How many were there?
Well, let's see. She had 7, 8, 9. I had 11, I think. 11.
Okay. You had 11 dogs.
11 puppies. But I had 1, 2, 3 dogs. So I had 11, 12, 13, 14 dogs.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Grandma, you can't have that many fucking creatures.
Well, I did.
I know. I remember.
You had all the cats.
I remember all the cats. That's why I was upset when I realized that Bailey was pregnant, because I was like, fuck. I'm gonna have kittens and I'm not gonna want to get rid of them. And that's how I turn into a fucking old cat lady. This is how it starts. This is where my life is at.
Yeah, but all mine were black. Except for, I think.
Well, they gotta be black.
Simone was white with the orange on her. And I think that's the only one that I had that was.
She was the only white cat we had.
Yeah. And she fell off the roof and she got crazy, I think. But she wouldn't let anybody near her. Except me. She stayed right by my side. And I put her in the box to go to the bathroom. She wouldn't go in the box to have the bathroom. Oh, God. And then I had, what do you call it? He kept the oldest cat I had, which was a tomcat. And if there was more male kittens than female kittens, he would pee.
On site.
Yeah. He was peeing.
Lift it up.
No, you could smell it for him.
Oh.
Finally, I brought five of the dogs in. Fix them.
I remember I came home one time, and there was a cat in my bed. It was not one of our cats.
Probably not.
It was a neighbor's cat. He was in my bed. I'm like, hold on. You don't even live here.
Was it white?
No.
Because one of the white cats from across the street that was pregnant, she came over to my house and started living there.
Maybe that's where it all started. That's how you started collecting people.
No. That- So if you want to know something about a birthday party, I said, no. I said, when I was 8 years old, I invited all these people to a birthday party. My mother wasn't having a birthday party. So this woman asked my mother, when is the party? She said, what party? She said, Irene's inviting people to a party. What? There's no party. Like, I said, why can't I have a party? She said, I did not schedule you to have a party. I said, well, I'm not 8 years old. I'm still 7. I'm gonna stay 7 until my next birthday. So when my next birthday came around, I was 8. You're 9. 8 years old.
So you've been stubborn from the jump.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, no. I did the first birthday party I ever had. I was 21. I never had a birthday party.
Why?
I don't know. I don't even remember my birthdays.
I'll be damned.
I really don't remember my birthday, what happened on my birthday. I know I didn't have a party. I got presents or something, but I know I didn't have a party. I don't even remember my birthday. I don't even remember my sister's birthday.
Maybe I was in new birthdays.
I don't know. All I know is my first birthday party was when I was 21 in New York.
What did you do?
My family all came over.
Hello, Italians.
Because my mother was
who was the tallest?
When? It was my mother and my little sister is the only one that lived in New York. We lived in New York then. My grandmother, we lived here. My grandmother lived up there. My Aunt Minnie lived over here. My Aunt Mary lived over here. My Aunt Marie lived down there. They were all like a little hoot. They were all in the same little congregation. Mm-hmm. My aunt and uncle, Nunzi and Marie, they were supers. My godmother lived next door to me.
This was super.
He took care of the building.
Gotcha.
And my godmother was the super of the building I lived in. The super usually lived downstairs in an apartment down there. My godmother said, I'm not living down there. I'll take this apartment right here on the first floor. They can come there. So she took that apartment. She would go down there. She wasn't going to live down in that bad basement. So I did, and there was an apartment opened up next door to her. That's how I got the apartment.
How big were these apartments? They're probably as
one bedroom.
Like as big as the living room, or?
Well, the living room was big, but well, it was a little bit bigger. It was lengthwise. It wasn't that wide, but it was long. Because the living room and dining room was together. Part of it was the dining room. The kitchen, well, it was like this way, and then it spread out where you put a table in there. And then there was the bedroom. Then there was a hallway. The bathroom was there, the bedroom was here, and the living room was here. The kids had the bedroom, and we had a couch, an open-up couch.
How many people in one room?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now it all makes sense. You said, well, I'm not 8 then.
I wasn't going to be 8. What am I going to do with you and everything? I didn't get a party.
Well, I'm not going to be 8 then.
I could have been any age. I really don't remember any of my birthdays. And I can remember a lot of things. You know, when I was 3 or 4 years old. And I see a picture, I can tell you.